गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन मुनातीरावनचारी जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमदभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा मय की यमुना मय की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की शिल प्रभुपाद टंचनल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की तय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु अंश गौरंग ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षूरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च
श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् ता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे विशेषाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण सो वी वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज गेस्ट्स फॉर आवर रेगुलर संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम सो बिफोर आई स्टार्ट आई वुड लाइक टू टेक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ His Grace Ram Shuddha Prabhu and also all the devotees so that I can make an attempt to speak some of the pastimes of the Lord for my purification and also as a service to all of you. So this is the time for Rath Yatra is just on Wednesday, 3 days from today. And before Rath Yatra, there is cleansing of the Gundicha temple. So today we'll try to discuss this particular pastime of Lord Chaitanya from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. Chapter 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. So before we start, our discussion, whenever we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course those who know, but those who have come for, like, for them, we sing this 3 times before we start reading the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda जय जय गौरचंद्र जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद जय जय गौरचंद्र जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद All glories to Lord Gaurachandra, all glories to Lord Nityanand, all glories to Advait Chandra, and all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this particular pastime of cleansing of Gundicha temple is very instructive for the devotees, for the practitioners, sadhakas, because here in this particular pastime, Lord Chaitanya as world leader or an acharya who teaches by his own example shows how to cleanse our heart.
So the first verse of this particular chapter starts where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple with his devotees and associates. In this way he made it as cool and bright as his own heart. And thus he made the temple a befitting place for Lord Krishna to sit. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he explains this beautiful pastime in 65 verses are exclusively for this particular pastime. And if you read, it's in sweet Bengali language and beautiful purports and translation by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So before we start, I would like to give a short introduction regarding purification. Some of the points, very striking points I found out in Prabhupada's purport from Bhagavatam, where first thing we have to understand is the need for purification. At least I can say for myself, before coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada's movement, hardly I thought that there should be a purification process. We purify ourselves externally every day by taking bath and so many other external things. But regarding internal cleanliness, hardly it is talked about. So I was talking about internal. External is very gross and it's so much advertised about cleanliness, external cleanliness. No need to mention much about external cleanliness, which is also necessary. But practically if we see, nobody talks about internal cleanliness except for devotees and some people who are suffering and then feel the need of purification. Practically no training is there in this field of purification. No college, no school, no university talks about internal cleanliness. But the whole Vedic scriptures, they talk about purification of the body, purification of the mind, purification of words, purification of heart on different levels. So Prabhupada gives a very wonderful point which was very striking. He says in one of the purports that there are various concepts of piety, doing good so that you get good results. Then there are different concepts of purification mentioned in our Vedic scriptures. But unless and until there is a conception of the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and without appreciation about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no definitive understanding of what is actually obligatory for humans to do. So the whole pastime here which Lord Chaitanya performed is to show that how much there is need to purify the heart. Gundicha temple is Vrindavan in Jagannath Puri. And therefore, to enter the realm of the Lord's abode, Vrindavan, one cannot enter it with unclean heart, with ulterior motives. Externally, one may enter and one may go and see, but to really see Vrindavan, we have to be really clean. That's the whole tattva behind this Gundicha Marjan Leela. That Lord, by His personal example, He showed that how to clean the heart. Because the body doesn't belong to us. The body is considered as temple of the Lord. And therefore, we have no right to use the body, mind, senses according to our own whims. The Lord is already there as Paramatma in everyone's heart. But we don't realize Him because of the impurities in the heart. So therefore, we have to understand the need for purification. So first step for feeling the need to be purified is that practically we have to understand that we are suffering. And practically I don't think any one of us can say that I am not suffering. If anybody feels, then we can convince him that how he is suffering. So therefore, the root cause of our material existence, Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu, says, the root cause of our suffering is avidya, ignorance. And because of ignorance, it gives rise to so many material desires. And the desire to be separate from the Lord is the root cause of our suffering. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Ichha Dvesha Samuttena Dvandva Mohena Bharata. We are always bound, we are always caught up in duality. Why? Because first is Ichha. We have desired to be separate from the Lord. We want to be enjoyers, we want to be the proprietors. And therefore the desire to enjoy separately from the Lord is the root cause of our suffering. And because we have that desire, Ichha Dvesha, we envy everyone. We envy the Lord, and therefore we have come to this material world. And therefore, this quality, or what we say, Durgun, not a quality, Anartha, envy, is in everyone's heart. So therefore, getting rid of the material desires is what we will be talking about. That's what the whole Leela is all about. And if you go on listing the material desires, they are unlimited. Desire for name, fame, prestige, ulterior motives, so many things. The list will go on and on. Duplicity, crookedness, controllership, trying to control. So all these, ultimately, they come up because of the desire to be separate from the Lord and enjoy separately from the Lord. So therefore, the need is there to purify our heart. And unless we are not embarking on a bona fide way of purification, the purification doesn't take place. Therefore, Vedas give a variety of programs for purification. But to cleanse the heart, there has to be a specific process. People do so many things. They worship the Lord, they worship demigods, they accumulate pious things, pious credits. But ultimately, the heart is not purified. So therefore, there is a need for a process to purify the heart. Because generally some people have the philosophy of you just be good and don't harm anyone, or be good, do good. That is a philosophy which some people follow. Nothing wrong about it, but it is not perfection. It has its own limitations. So therefore, there may be so many religious pious works, like some people may want to purify by giving donations, by giving charity, feeding the poor, like that. So many processes are there. So although there will be so many pious religious work, then there is, some people talk about truthfulness, satyameva jayate, just be true, be truthful, never speak lie. But actually, real truthfulness, what actually real truth, people don't know. What generally people talk, that is relative truth. One doesn't know absolute truth. For just like the example is given, for a thief, stealing is not a crime. Stealing is a truth for him. That is truth of life. But those who follow certain rules and regulations, they may say that is wrong. So everything in the material world is so relative. So although there are various religious work, truthfulness, mercy and so many things, knowledge, ultimately they partially purify one's existence. They don't purify the heart completely. And therefore when people embark on such different process of purification, what happens? It is explained that after an extensive program, Prabhupada writes in one purport, of material sense gratification, one becomes eager to perform austerities, acquire knowledge, perform selfless work, and in general purify one's conditioned mind. So when people get frustrated with too much of sense gratification, too much of sense gratification is also, sense gratification is recommended in Shastras also, but too much of sense gratification actually dulls the intelligence, dulls the mind. How much can we eat? We cannot compete with an elephant to eat. How much can we run? People are very, they want to run and they want to be first in Olympics and that. Nothing wrong about it. That is a good quality. But how much can we, can we compete with, who is considered the fastest? I think leopard. Cheetah or leopard. So we cannot compete. So even animals are competent of all these things. So therefore, after extensive program of sense gratification, one gets really fried out. Gets frustrated. And therefore he thinks of doing something, going out of the way. Helping people, selfless work. That's what Prabhupada mentions. Then what happens after that? When they do those activities, they accumulate certain pious credits and some purification definitely takes place. But one again gets into sense gratification because that desire to enjoy has not been completely cleansed. That desire may crop up at any time in the heart. It's not that just because I am chanting everything is okay. That desire to enjoy separately, it troubles till the moment we leave the body. So therefore, if the field, agriculture field example is given, is not cleaned properly. As soon as rains comes, you sow the seed, but along with the main seed, there are so many weeds also. Where do they come from? Nobody sees, but suddenly they crop up. So these weeds are considered to be those material desires. All these Vedic, different processes which are given in our Vedic scriptures, they are purifying to a certain extent, but they don't completely purify the person's heart from material desire. It is only mentioned that only the way is by pure devotional service to the Lord. Only by executing pure devotional service rendered to the Lord and His devotees, can purify the heart of all material desires. The explanation is given, analogy is given, just like gold when it comes in contact with fire, all the impurities are gone. Similarly, as soon as this conditioned soul, which is we are all of us, as we come in contact with devotional service, we get purified. So therefore, these material desires are so deep-rooted in the heart of a conditioned soul that it's only by devotional service that we can get rid of those material desires. Therefore, Lord Krishna tells to Uddhava in 11th canto of Bhagavatam also. He says that neither the religious activities endowed with honesty, mercy, nor knowledge obtained with great penance can completely purify one's consciousness if they are bereft of loving service to me. So this is Lord Krishna's own words, that neither by knowledge, austerity, penances, we can purify our existence. It's only by pure devotional service to the Lord we can get ourselves purified. So therefore, this particular pastime of the Lord cleansing the Gundicha temple is very exemplary and instructive. Very beautifully, we'll read some of the verses in Bengali. Ei mata mahaprabhu bhakta gana sange nirantara krida kare sankirtana range. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted in the society of his pure devotees, performing his pastimes and spreading the sankirtan movement. So all these pastimes of the Lord are very beautiful. There are two characteristics of the Lord's pastimes. There are unlimited characteristics, but two are very prominent. It is said, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanyera Gosanera Leela Ananta Apar. Ananta is unlimited. And Apar is endless. Sahasra Vadan Yara Nahi Paya Apar. Even Sahasra Vadan, Lord Shesha cannot reach the limits of his pastimes. That's the glories of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And every pastime of Lord is so instructive. It gives so many lessons to be learned in our practical day-to-day life for a sadhaka. And it is full of Vaishnava etiquette. If you want to really learn what actually Vaishnava etiquette and what are the qualities one should develop, Chaitanya Charitamrut gives every leela is loaded with this knowledge about how one can follow the Vaishnava etiquette in the society of devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a teacher, Acharya, he teaches by his own example. So the pastime starts with Lord Chaitanya calling Kashi Mishra, then the superintendent of the temple, and then for Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. When all three of them, they come, then the Lord, he is begging. The Lord begged them for permission to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Tina jina pashe prabhu hasya kahila Gundicha mardina mandira marjana seva maghi mila. So Lord Chaitanya is begging for the permission to clean the temple. So many lessons are there in this particular 65 verses which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains this leela. So many lessons. Each verse can be meditated upon and contemplated so that we can understand. So the Lord himself is showing by his own example. He is taking permission. It's not that just he barges in and he starts cleaning. He's asking for permission. That's the Lord's humility. Then the superintendent of the temple, upon hearing the Lord's request to wash the Gundicha temple, the superintendent of the temple said, "My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform. The king has given a special order to me to do without delay, whatever your lordship orders." King Prataprudra had already ordered that the temple has to be cleansed. Gundicha represents, as we saw, Vrindavan, and the temple of Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadramai, it is considered as Dwarka. So the Lord is taken from Dwarka or Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. It's about 2 kilometers from the main temple to Gundicha, and Lord is carried in 3 carts. So all of them know the leela, and that will be described in next Sunday very lovely. So this Gundicha represents Vrindavan. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted this particular Gundicha temple to be spotlessly clean. And how he does is very amazing. Verse by verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains so many details about how to clean the temple of the Lord. Then he said further, Kashi Mishra says, "My dear Lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes." So his associates, close associates of the Lord, he said that it's not befitting you. We will do it. We are your servants. No need for you to do it. We will do it. "To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you." That is a sign of how much they were obedient to their Lord. They were ready to render service. As soon as the Lord asked, they were ready to execute Lord's desire. So therefore, the lesson to be learned is that one should be very much enthusiastic. One should be ready to execute the order of Guru, Krishna, devotees. Because spiritual life depends on mercy. And Krishna's mercy comes through his devotees, through spiritual master. So therefore, they were also enthusiastic. They said that immediately we will bring all these things for you. As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered. Immediate action was taken. Not that one keeps on postponing. We'll do it tomorrow. Immediately, as soon as he understood the desire of the Lord, immediately he delivered 100 new pots and 100 new brooms for sweeping the temple. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was telling, he was explaining this Leela, and these brooms were not the modern day brooms, with long handle. You don't have to bend. Nowadays we have so many back problems, health problems, we cannot bend, we cannot sit. So these were not modern day brooms, but the traditional brooms where you have to sit down, like squatting, and then you broom. It's really painful, and it really takes hard labor, endeavor to clean the temple. So immediately that was arranged. The next day morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him, with his own hand. He smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. That's the reciprocation of the Lord. When the Lord sees that the devotees are also enthusiastic to execute the order, as a matter of reciprocation, he was so enthusiastic. The Lord was enthusiastic, the devotees were enthusiastic. And therefore the fruit came. The temple was spotlessly clean. So main quality in executing service is enthusiasm. Rupa Goswami says, first thing, utsaha. Utsaha nishya dhairya. We have to be enthusiastic to perform devotional service. Second is, we have to be determined. And third is patience. Three ingredients to be successful in any service. And therefore, this particular pastime shows Lord's enthusiasm to clean. So he reciprocated with these devotees by offering sandalwood pulp. It's a Vedic tradition to put sandalwood on the foreheads of devotees or any guest who comes. Then he personally, he gave each devotee a broom with his own hand. And taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundija. So our philosophy is very personal. The Lord is a person, and therefore, as we discussed at the start, the conception of absolute truth as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very much needed in order to get purified. The Lord is a person. The Lord has a form, and also the soul has a form. So Lord is so personal, he personally took all his associates, personally gave them brooms in their hands, and they started the cleaning of Gundicha temple. How he cleaned, very exemplary. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting places, Simhasan, cleansed it and again put it to its original place. Nobody cleans the ceiling, generally. The Lord was so meticulously thinking that every corner, every nook and corner of the temple need to be cleansed. Why? Because Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra will be coming and residing there. And you cannot compromise when the Lord is coming. The Lord is showing by his own example, we cannot compromise on the quality of cleaning. It should be spotlessly clean. And he was demanding from his devotees. The Lord can demand because he is the Supreme Lord. And he was demanding. And not just demanding, but he was personally doing it. Further it is explained, then the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the Kirtan hall. If those who have gone, they know it's a huge place. And for the whole year it's closed. Nothing, no worship goes on there. And you can know that the amount of dust it can accumulate in 1 year. We just don't clean our own room for 1-2 days, we will know. But people are so accustomed to now living in dirt. We are not saying about any one of you, I don't want to hurt anyone. But people are so desensitized. कहां कचरा है, बिकॉज दे कैनॉट सी, बिकॉज एवरीथिंग इज अनक्लीन, द हार्ट इज अनक्लीन, देयरफॉर दे कैनॉट परसीव द डर्थ विच इज आउटसाइड. Then hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. He was personally instructing and personally cleaning also. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Throughout the cleansing process, the mood was maintained, the consciousness was maintained by chanting the Lord's holy name. And the devotees followed. Not that the Lord was only chanting the holy name, but the devotees also followed. And simultaneously they're doing their respective duties. Therefore, the lesson to be learned is, while doing service, how to maintain our consciousness. We cannot engage in prajalpa, nonsense talk, when we are performing devotional service to the Lord. Here, the temple of the Lord has been cleansed, and Lord is showing by example how to maintain the consciousness. Consciousness is maintained by remembering Krishna. Any activity, if it doesn't help us to remember Krishna, then Bhagavatam says it's just ramaya vahi kevalam, just waste of time. Cleaning anyone can do cleaning. But if we know the purpose behind cleaning, then we get the full benefit of cleaning. Otherwise you just get someone paid and you get the cleaned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't outsource the cleansing process. He could outsource, in nowadays terms if we say, just outsource, get someone. Get some company who will get it cleaned. There are nowadays companies who come and clean. Just like they come and pack all your luggage, packers and movers. They will come and clean also. Didn't delegate. Though delegation is needed, he did delegate. But he didn't outsource. He did personally and he demanded from the devotees how to do it. So therefore, while doing the service, one has to be conscious of for whom we are doing the service. And that consciousness can be maintained by remembering the Lord. And the best process to remember Lord in this present age is to chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So therefore, by personally, by his own example, he showed how to do it. And because of so much of dust being accumulated, and so many devotees simultaneously cleaning, the entire body of Lord Chaitanya was covered with dust. In this way, he became transcendentally beautiful. At this time, when cleansing of the temple, the Lord shed tears. And in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. The Lord, by his own example, he was so ecstatic in cleaning. He was feeling the presence of Lord. When Lord Jagannath will come, Krishna himself will come. Lord Jagannath is non-different from Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. So Krishna, in form of Lord Chaitanya, he came as a bhakta avatar. He is showing that how to receive the Lord. And he was in ecstasy. And why is shedding tears? Not because of the dust. So much dust is there, then there are tears and then we cannot breathe properly. Not because of that. But because the Lord was coming. And therefore he was doing it meticulously and with full consciousness. And therefore it is said that Chaitanya is living force. So therefore he is showing by his own example. Further, then after doing all these buildings and surroundings, then they clean the deity's food. Where the food is kept, Bhogamandir. Then the yard was cleaned and then all the residential quarters one after the another. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw and dust and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. Following the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to collect straws, dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. So therefore,
This is the most important quality of a leader. In one way or the other, everyone is preaching, and to some extent we lead also. Some may be very high position, very much responsible, but all of us, we lead, because we inspire people to take up to process of Krishna consciousness. We help them, guide them, counsel them. So to certain extent, all of us is a leader, definitely. So here particularly the Lord is showing that by personal example, yadeda acharati shastra. Bhagavad Gita Krishna tells that whatever a great man follows, common man they also follow, and whatever standards he sets, the whole world pursues. So this is same Krishna's word, and same Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing by his own example. Unless the leader follows, the followers cannot follow. And in particularly our Srila Prabhupada's movement, any leader is a servant leader. Outside world, the leader is just bossing around, dominating, trying to control, trying to exploit also. But here, in a spiritual organization, leader means he is a servant leader. First of all, he has to do it, then others will do. Prabhupada did everything. And therefore, people surrendered their lives. They were ready to do anything. Prabhupada did when he went in 1965. He cooked, he served the devotees, cleaned the plates, because they were all Westerners, they didn't know anything, they didn't know the etiquette. They used to eat and they just walk away. Prabhupada used to get it cleaned. And therefore, when people see that the leader is exemplary, then people are ready to give their lives. That's what Srila Prabhupada is. He's a leader, definitely. He's a great Paramahamsa Vaishnava, pure devotee of the Lord. But definitely he's a servant leader. Because everyone is part and parcel of the Lord. So, this is the main quality for a devotee to understand from this particular pastime. That unless we don't follow the philosophy in our life, because speaking philosophy is very easy. At least I can speak on for myself. I'm sitting. I'm also trying to follow the philosophy. But speaking philosophy is very easy. And our philosophy is very simple. Prabhupada, once he just summarized the whole philosophy in 3 minutes. He was told to give some radio talk or something. And he was given only 3 minutes. And Prabhupada summarized whole philosophy in 3 minutes. That was his expertise and intelligence. So speaking philosophy is easy, but practicing it takes lifetimes. And Prabhupada wants that devotees should be exemplary, not just speak, but as it is said, that walk your talk. What is that? I always get confused. Walk your talk, like that. Walk the talk, okay. So unless we don't follow, nobody can. If we just keep on ordering people, do this, do that, it doesn't work, at least in spiritual organization. I can say I have good, not realization, but experience. If you just keep on telling people, do this, do that, it doesn't work. If nobody is there, you start doing it. Then people will automatically come, seeing you. And if you don't go, then you will be also looking around, and there are so many spectators. So therefore, in service, whatever services we do, we have to be very exemplary. Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Lord himself, he is showing by his own example. And therefore, we are all servants of the Lord. Jivera Sarubhai Krishna Nitya Das. We are not masters. We are always Das. Eternally we are Das. And therefore, unless we don't follow, we cannot inspire others to take up to devotional service. We have to be really exemplary in our character, in our behavior, in our sadhana. Then only we can inspire others. It's very, very much needed. Because otherwise, if we have so many ulterior motives, and if our character is not clean, and we just keep on speaking, people lose respect after some time. People like the philosophy, and they may hear the philosophy for some time. But when they see that we don't practice it, people lose respect for the person who speaks. So therefore, this is a very instructive lesson. At least I can speak for myself that we have to be really exemplary in our character, in our behavior, and also in our sadhana, so that we can really do a service to Srila Prabhupada. Because ours is a preaching movement, and therefore it's necessary that we have to be very much exemplary in our activities, in whatever we do. Every walk, every talk, every word has been observed in the outside world. Once you put tilak, kantimala, you wear dhoti kurta. The whole purpose of putting tilak, kantimala, dhoti kurta, or for Mataji's sari is that we become conscious that we are devotees of Krishna. I travel a lot, and many times people, if you just, some small action, of course people have the tendency to find faults, but it's, we can see in a right mood. We can see as that they are actually our well-wishers, they are helping us to improve. One small thing we do, and immediately people catch up. Maharaj, how you are doing? Like that. Swamiji, how can you do like that? How can you speak like that? If you just get angry, also people, sadhu, how you can get angry? Sadhu is not a, from, he is not a demigod, he is also a human being. And anger also can be used, that they don't know, that is a different thing. But we can always get, because Krishna may give instructions from non-devotees also. So therefore, unless we are very exemplary in our character, in our behavior, we cannot make a major impact in preaching. Major impact in preaching can be done only when we are exemplary. That's what Lord Chaitanya is showing by his own example. And then further, the Lord keeps on inspiring the devotees in service. The Lord then told the devotees, I can tell you how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. Even though all the devotees collected dirt in the pile, the dirt which was collected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. Not that it was over. The Lord was continuously inspiring to go doing the same service days together, months together, years together. You need lot of inspiration. We cannot just be, we have to be self-motivated definitely, but we need to get inspiration to continue with the service. Just for example, to chant Hare Krishna, it's not that after 20 years we are going to change the mantra. We have to chant the same mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And there will be the same prasad. The same sweet rice, same halwa. But to the degree we have cultivated the right spirit, the same Mahamantra will be tasting more and more sweeter as years pass in devotional service. The same sweet rice which we will be tasting will taste more and more sweet, more and more nectarian if we have that proper attitude. So therefore, the Lord was continuously inspiring for devotees to keep up the service. Because in material world everything goes down after some time. The same service becomes boring, the same chanting becomes mechanical. Huh? Why the chanting becomes mechanical? Because we hear inattentively. Inattentiveness is the root cause of all offenses, as it is said. Why we start doing things mechanically? Why was the Lord inspiring to do the cleaning service, inspiring at every step and doing it personally? Just to maintain the consciousness of all the devotees in the right spirit. Therefore, all the devotees were continuously chanting the names of Lord Krishna and there was no prajalp. This is a major disease in Kali Yuga. Nonsense talk. Of course, this is not a subject matter for today, but just to mention that so much is talked, so much people keep on talking nowadays. And the whole industry, mobile industry is encouraging people to speak. Just talk, free time, nothing comes free. You have to pay the price. What people talk, I don't know. They are just walking by the signal and they may meet with an accident also. They keep on talking with something. They put some latest gadgets and keys. They are so busy. Nonsense talk includes also
Nowadays, so much is rampant about the media and Hollywood, Bollywood, nothing to criticize, but it's all increasing the anarthas of people. No one becomes peaceful just by hearing some songs, mundane songs. Your anger, lust, greed, envy, they all increase. And nowadays, sorry to mention, we cannot just keep on criticizing, but it's a sorry state of affairs that all these things, so much is encouraged that nobody wants to talk about Krishna. You go to various colleges, people don't want, in the name of secularism, they don't want to hear about the Lord. But they are allowing all other nonsense things to go in their college campus, in university campus. So therefore, this is a very disease condition of modern day, that when two people come, they just keep on talking, which has nothing relevant to their practical day-to-day life. So therefore, when we become also devotees, when we come from that background, that surroundings, that also may creep in our devotee circle. When we come together, we have to be conscious of Krishna and talk about Krishna and not just what other people do. When two people come, they just talk about what the other person is doing, how much he has acquired, whether it's legal, illegal, and so many other things. They talk about competition. My brother stays in US. He was telling, he was just part of some organization and he stopped going there. Why? Because as he realized that it's just nonsensical things going there. Various couples go there on weekend because they don't have any time to pass. So they go there. Some cultural activities are there. The cultural activity goes on there on the stage and backside everything, all prajalpa goes on. They are comparing each other. How much wealth you have? What post your husband has? What does your wife do? How much she is educated? How much beautiful she is than my wife? That's what they talk about. That's what my brother was telling. And practically, there is always competition. Most of their couples, young couples, and each one is comparing there. My husband is in big position. He has a Mercedes Benz. What car you have? The cultural show goes on. That's just in the background. He was literally frustrated with all those things. Therefore, I'm telling this because it's so much prajalpa goes on anywhere. And we come from the same background, same surroundings. So we should be very careful when we come to the temple, when we do service, we have to be conscious of Krishna. Otherwise, it's just a mechanical thing. We may accrue some spiritual credits, but not love of God. We will not get Krishna prem. We will get some pious spiritual credits, which will help us to advance further. But the whole purpose is defeated. The whole purpose of chanting Hare Krishna is to purify. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is showing by his own example, inspiring at every step. And then, further it is explained that he was doing it very meticulously. Inside, outside, everything. And then he allotted the areas to be cleaned for the second time. First cleaning was over. Second time now cleaning. Fine tuning. Finer things were removed. And seeing this, when all the devotees are inspired and they were enthusiastic, the Lord was very much satisfied. The Lord gets satisfied when the devotees engage in devotional service. And how we can know the Lord is satisfied? When the spiritual master is satisfied or the devotees are satisfied, the Lord is satisfied. Yassa prasada bhagavat prasada. Yassa prasada nagatopi. Morning we sing in Mangalarti. That how do you know the Lord is pleased? Just by pleasing the spiritual master, the Lord is pleased. And therefore the whole Mangalarti we sing, where the spiritual master engages the disciple in cleansing the temple, in decorating the deities, offering bhoga to the Lord. Because the spiritual master is representative of the Lord. So therefore, Lord is being satisfied when we engage in his devotional service. So when we chant and do service, both are needed. We have to do service also, But at the same time, maintain our consciousness by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then, that's the proper way of executing devotional service. Because the mind is always cheats. We may be sitting here also at the moment, but the mind may be somewhere else. It is said, someone told me, in some college student, that after 40 minutes, the research is done, the mind is switched off. You cannot hear to the lecture. Therefore, the modern day colleges, I think they have 40 minutes of 1 hour lecture. No? Not more than, no, yeah, 40 minutes. Because they have made a study, maybe some psychological study, that after 40 minutes, everything is switched off. Switched off means what? The mind is reeling. Going to different objects of sense gratification. And therefore there is a need to fix the mind. Therefore the whole Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Man manavahav madabhakto madayaji mam namaskaro. Just engage your mind in thinking of me. And it's so difficult in Kali Yuga to focus our mind. And that too, along with service. Many times when we do service, actually we forget for whom we are doing. We want to get it done. Because time is less and this and that, and we want to get the things done. Because we come from that background. In office or college, whatever, we want to get things done. So same thing happens, because the consciousness is so polluted in Kali Yuga, the present age, that it really takes efforts and really hard labor to clean the mind from all contamination. And then there are so many pastimes within pastimes, that someone poured water on the lotus feet of Lord, and then they drank and they distributed also charanamrit. So within pastime there are so many pastimes going on. And then when the everything was cleaned, the water was let out from the outlet and it was filled in the yard outside. Every detail, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami recounts all the details. Every minute detail has been given. Then, the most important thing. Then the Lord mopped the rooms with his own clothes and he polished the throne with them also. Personally with his cloth, he mopped the whole place. In this way, the rooms were cleaned with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of devotees were as clean as the rooms. This is very instructive. Nirmala shitala snigda karila mandire apana rudaya yena dharila bahire. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified. Nirmal. Shital, it became cool and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. That's the outcome of cleansing the temple. Because the heart is considered, or this body is considered as a temple of the Lord, and heart is considered as a simhasan, Hrudaya simhasan, on which the Lord resides. So therefore, unless the heart is clean, the Lord cannot reside. So therefore, these are the characteristics of a clean heart. That it became cool. Nowadays people are so disturbed. Those are traveling in train. Something happens and they start lusting each other. Therefore, it is said, be cool. So it's really takes efforts to maintain that cool. The heart is hot, burning with material desires, which is manifested through mind and senses. So therefore it has to be cooled. Cooled by brooming, by cleaning, by pouring water. Watering it regularly by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then when, since there were hundreds of devotees who were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place in the stand on the to stand on the banks. So many devotees were involved in cleansing the temple. There is Indramdha Sarovar nearby from where they got water. Then there are so many wells. Inside the temple also there are so many bore wells where you can draw water. And so many people, so many devotees were involved. And it is explained further that hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them again. So much enthusiasm. Few years back, Maharaj took us to Puri, and then there we cleaned the temple. And Maharaj was showing by his own example that how we clean. Same, we could remember when we went, I could remember all those verses. How specific, every detail was very, very much taken into consideration. Each and everything, Simhasan was cleansed, ceilings, rooms, every nook and corner of the temple. And because there were so many devotees, they were colliding with each other. And therefore so many water pots were being broken. But again they were, new pots were bought. So much enthusiasm. This whole Leela is all about enthusiasm to serve the Lord. To serve the Lord by cleansing the temple. Some people were filling the pots and others were washing, and everyone was engaged in service. And here again it is mentioned, they were all engaged in chanting the holy names of Lord. One person begged for the water pot by chanting the holy names, Krishna, Krishna. And other delivered the pot while chanting Krishna, Krishna. So no need to say, I need this. As soon as they used to utter the holy name of the Lord, Krishna, the opposite person used to understand what he needs. That's how they maintained their consciousness. So whenever anyone had to speak, he did it so by uttering the holy name of the Lord. Consequently, the holy name became an indication for everyone who wanted something. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleansing and washing with hundred hands. He approached every devotee just to teach him how to work. Another instructive lesson now. He says, it is said, when he saw someone doing nicely, he inspired. He was very much pleased with his service and he praised him. But when he saw someone not doing to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not hearing him, not bearing him any grudge. It is very instructive that the Lord's chastisement is without any grudge, without any ill feeling. As we conditioned souls, when we do it, it's with grudge, it's with envy, it's with the mentality to dominate, it's with the mentality to control. Many times we chastise because of our frustration, we remove our frustration on him or her, vent out anger on someone. Of course, chastisement is needed, but there should be no grudge. That is possible only when we have a clean heart. Prabhupada was so heavy many times, if you read Lilamrut, on his disciples when something was not done up to the mark. He was so heavy, but immediately after few minutes or seconds, he was completely cool. And why he did it? Just to, so that the disciple, so his disciple can improve in his character, in his behavior. Therefore, that's an art or technique. Art of chastisement. We can speak, seminar can be there for art of chastisement. Because if we do it, then people get offended. If we do with a grudge, if we do with the ill feeling, it hurts the heart. But if we do it out of love, Prabhupada did out of love. And therefore, people took it in a right spirit. And therefore, Prabhupada chastised his disciples so many times. But because they knew that Prabhupada is our real father, he loves, they took it in a right spirit. We try to do it. If we chastise someone, he will go. Maharaj said in one of the lectures that when some devotees were not up to the mark, they were not leaning, not that they blooped, they left the association of devotees. Many times if we do something, if we try to imitate, we cannot imitate. Therefore we need that heart, soft heart, merciful heart to correct others also. Correcting is an art. Correcting devotees, or sometimes in service we have to be, we have to chastise, but that's an art. That's what we learn from here, with no grudge. It is done out of love. So this is the important lesson, that chastisement, it should not be out of envy or any ill feelings towards a person. Because we, when we chastise, we can just imagine that if we were in his position, because we know, because we are practicing Krishna consciousness for some time, we know that service particularly, how it has to be done. But just if we imagine, when we came to the moment, someone has tolerated us. If we don't understand that someone has tolerated us, and if that person had not tolerated us, we would not have been in such position to execute devotional service. So therefore it's very subtle. Bhakti is very subtle. Devotional service to the Lord is very subtle. Sukshma. It's not very gross. Generally people go by externals. Everything is so artificial nowadays. How you speak, how you walk, how you eat. Very external. How you dress. Nothing to do with heart. Very external. And therefore people are very rough. Those who are working, they may be knowing how their bosses were. It's just they may be speaking some soft words sometimes. But if you see, that's a very rash thing. So therefore, bhakti is all about going deeper. It's very subtle. Developing those qualities. Humility, tolerance. This is very much needed. So therefore, even when some services are there, where we need to not control, but in the sense, to get the service done in a nice mood, we have to chastise. Or we have to be very particular about it. But the mood should be that everyone is part and parcel of Lord, and everyone has come to serve the Lord. And therefore it should be done without any grudge. Without any ill feeling. Then we get the benefit of that service. And if we don't do it, the person who is doing, he will get the benefit because he is serving. But we will not get the benefit of the service because we have ill behaved with the person. Therefore it's an art. Therefore we can learn from Srila Prabhupada that how we can correct others. So many pastimes of the Prabhupada are there where he used to correct devotees in a loving way. So then the pastime goes further where another important lesson about Vaishnava etiquette. Appreciation, another important element of devotional service. The Lord would say, when he would see that some devotees are performing very nice, he would say, you have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way. Appreciation is very much needed. We cannot just go on with the service without appreciation. Everyone needs appreciation. We need appreciation from seniors, from juniors, from our juniors, seniors or equals. We need appreciation to continue. So Lord, he appreciated for those who did it very nicely. And chastised also those who didn't it. But those who were chastised, they were ashamed. Further it is said, that those who were not able to do, it is said, as soon as they heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotees began to work with great attention. So the Lord was praising, chastising, and he was appreciating the devotees. But the devotees feel ashamed that they were not doing up to the mark. A devotee never feels that I am perfect, I am doing well. And when the Lord was saying that you have done well, they feel ashamed. And that gave rise to more attention. Doing the service more attentively. So therefore when we get appreciation, we should be more attentive in our service. Because when we get appreciation, there is a chance that pride may enter. That how I am best. How I am better than others. See, material mind is so difficult to control. But if we take in a right spirit, appreciation in the right spirit, then it should lead to attentiveness.
more attentiveness in service, more attentiveness in chanting the holy names of Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So somebody is telling you, he is inspiring you, yeah, Bhauji, you are chanting very nicely. You are now chanting 16 rounds, yeah, it's really inspiring. So that is needed for a person. But at heart he should know that I should do it more attentively now. If you think, oh, I am now chanting nicely, oh, I am following perfectly Sri Haridas Thakur, then it's an illusion. So therefore, appreciation is needed, genuine appreciation is needed, and when we get appreciation, it should turn into reciprocation by doing things attentively. Then the purpose of appreciation is solved, is fulfilled. Appreciation should lead to doing things more attentively. And that's what the devotees, they did it more attentively. And then they washed the Jagamohan area, and then the place where food was kept, Bhogamandir, and all other places were also washed. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, and the sitting places, the kitchen, and in each and every other room. Thus, all the places around the temple were thoroughly washed, within and without. After everything was thoroughly washed, a Vaishnava from Bengal, who was very intelligent and simple, he poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. So there one devotee came, and he poured water on the Lord's lotus feet. The Gaudiya Vaishnava then took the water and drank it himself. He wanted the Lord's mercy, Charanamrit. So he poured the water on his feet, Lord's feet, and he drank. Seeing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt little unhappy. Sei jala lana apana pana pana kaila taha dekhi prabhura mune dukha rosha haila. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt little unhappy and was outwardly angry. So we can see different emotions in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Outwardly he was angry, but internally, as it is further said, he forgave the devotee. Very nice purport, I will just read out for you. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example shows how to behave in a society of devotees. The Lord then called Swarup Damodar Goswami and told him, just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnav. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of personality of Godhead. Not only that, but he has drank the water himself. The Lord himself is telling, it's an etiquette that one should not offer obeisances to the devotee in front of the Lord. Either Prabhupada writes in the purport. So he is chastising, he is telling Swarup Damodar Goswami, you are Bengali devotee, Vaishnav. Prabhupada writes in the purport that it is significant that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Swarup Damodar Goswami that the Bengali Vaishnav was your Gaudiya Vaishnav. This means that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are followers of Chaitanya are subordinate to Swarup Damodar Goswami. The parampara system is very nicely observed by Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary was Swarup Damodar Goswami. The next group of devotees was the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, then Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is necessary to observe the parampara system. There are many offenses one can commit while serving the Lord, and these are described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hari Bhakti Vilas and other books. According to the rules and regulations, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity. So this is the etiquette. And therefore the Lord said that I do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me. And nor it is proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and touch the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a world leader, his guru, he's teaching by his own example. So therefore he himself was very strict about Vaishnava etiquette. This is considered an offense by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he is Krishna himself. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deity. This is the matter of etiquette. So this is one another pastime within the cleansing of Gundicha temple. And then at this point, Swarup Damodar Goswami
Just to chastise that particular devotee, he got hold of him and told him to go out of the temple. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami requested the Lord that please forgive this particular devotee. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. And the devotee was already forgiven because Lord is all merciful. But Lord was very pleased that the devotee was corrected by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami just got hold of him and he told him that you should go out of the temple. So therefore this pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is the maintainer of religious principles. He is the maintainer. He follows the etiquette. So therefore this is another important lesson about etiquette also, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows by his own example. After this incident, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand and dirty things. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collection and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. So this is nice, another reciprocation of the Lord with his devotees, that they had to pay a fine. And every time, Lord collected more. There is beautiful explanation, of course we will not discuss it today, that after the whole pastime, the Lord Chaitanya danced in ecstasy in Kirtan, and then they took bath and there was huge feast. Because any program is followed by Kirtan and there is Prasad. So it's time for Kirtan and Prasad. So just another 10-15 minutes. In this way, all the quarters of Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, Sheetal, Nirmal. And they were like completely pacified mind. When the water from the different rooms were finally let out through the outlet, it appeared that rivers were rushing. Because so much water was brought from Indrana Sarovar and all other wells. That the water which was flowing from the outlet to the outside, it was like rivers. And outside the gateway of temple, all the roads were also cleansed. And no one could tell exactly how this was done. And then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleansed. There is a Narasingha temple outside. Narasingha temple inside and outside. Finally, he rested a few minutes and then began his dancing. And then, after this particular cleansing of the Gundicha temple, the Lord danced and danced and danced and performed a wonderful kirtan and went into ecstasy. And then there was wonderful prasad arranged by all the devotees, and that was served. A huge feast was served. So that's how this whole particular leela took place. Just to conclude, a few other points regarding cleansing. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his commentary, he states, and Prabhupada translates in Bengali, very important points regarding cleansing. He says that all these straws and grains of sand within the heart, what do they represent? Now we heard the pastime of the Lord, and now the philosophical part is most important. Otherwise it's just an external thing. Cleaning the temple, collecting the straws, getting the dirt outside, pouring water. But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gives a wonderful commentary. He says that this straws, grains of sand, what do they represent? They represent material desire. Prabhupada writes here, a material desire is explained as a desire to enjoy the material world to its fullest extent. In modern language, it is translated as economic development. An inordinate desire for economic development is considered to be straws and grains of sand within the heart. If one is overly engaged in material activities, the heart will always remain disturbed. Very powerful purport. Just an understanding of this particular economic development. So much is been emphasized for economic development. People are mad. Nations are mad for economic development. particularly third world countries, India is considered as a third world country, I hope. So, it's mad for industrialization, mad for economic development. One of the leaders in 1960s, he said, India needs industrialization. India is basically an agro-based country, agriculture country, still. Still, it is said, I don't know exact statistics, around 60 or 70% people stay in rural areas. So this economic development is based on material desire. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That is also mentioned in scriptures. Why people want to follow religious things? To get artha, to get wealth, money. Huh? And when they get, when they are economic developed, what do they do about it? Kama, sense gratification. All economic developed countries and those who are also developing countries, we see so much rampant economic, the objects of sense gratification are made so cheap nowadays. It's available, any person can satisfy his desire. Huh? When I was small, the telephone was considered as an opulence. Now, anyone has a mobile. Touchscreen mobile. Not just some simple 600, 700 rupees. Huh? Anyone has. And these all objects are made available so rampantly, so easily available by the government, by the media, by the companies. Every nook and corner, the more sense gratification goes in villages nowadays than cities. Because I go to a place where the boys come from rural background and they keep on telling so many things, so many nasty things going on in the villages. Because of this, so many gadgets which are available now. This is what the people consider economic development. Always this example is given. People think that once there is a hospital in the village, they consider it's a developed village. It's good to have a hospital, but one should know, like some people say that the more the hospitals are there in the village, the people think that they are advanced now. The village has been developed now. They have 4 clinics, 2 major hospitals, where all latest technology is there. But they don't know that they are anyway, the hospitals are increasing. Death is going to come. Death is sure. So it's not that there should be no hospitals. The point is, it's just the desire to enjoy. And it's made freely available nowadays. For example, internet also. So many things go on. Some boys were telling me that it's so free in villages, colleges, in schools and everything. They are teaching all these things in the name of to become a computer literate. What the boys and girls do when they become literate? That we cannot speak. At least I cannot speak. We are sitting on Vasasan. But such nasty things go on. So this is why Prabhupada is giving us such a heavy purport. An inordinate desire for economic development. When there is uncontrolled desire for economic development, then what happens? It really disturbs the heart. And therefore in Kali Yuga, the symptom of people in Kali Yuga is what is that shloka? Characteristics of conditioned souls in Kali Yuga. Manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya upadrita. Upadrita is disturbed. Practically everyone is disturbed because of economic development. Everyone is concerned about how much money is there in the pocket, in the bank, in savings. So much. So much we are conscious of money. So much conscious about our own economic development. And therefore it's an uncontrollable desire. It can never be fulfilled. It's just like you are pouring petrol in a fire. These desires are like burning. They are fire. And it cannot be fulfilled by economic development, just by having so many things in life. And therefore, if you see that our parents or our grandparents, our great-grandfather, they were much happy. If you see that, if you can analyze their condition of the mind, they were much peaceful. And the more we think that we are more advanced than our grandfather, we take pride, There were no hospital, there were no cars, and they used to stay in village. Now see how much we advanced. But along with that advancement, how much anxiety we are loaded with, so much of anxiety. So this is the characteristic. This is, therefore, the whole Leela is controlling the material desires, getting the desires purified. Desire is always there. Desire is the nature of the soul. It cannot be separated. We cannot kill desires. There is a philosophy where say that we have to kill desires. No, we cannot kill desires. Yeah, we have the habit of eating. We can purify that desire of eating by eating Krishna Prasad. We have a desire to sing. We can purify that desire by chanting the holy name of the Lord. All activities, all desires can be purified when they are engaged in the service of the Lord. Of course, under rules and regulations. One may say, no, I want to do some illicit things. I want to drink. I will offer it to Lord. And no, there are certain rules and regulations, of course. But the whole purport here, it is said that ultimately its root cause is material desire. And then further it is said, in other words, endeavor for material opulence is against the principle of devotional service. So therefore, just by economical development, many times people think that I will first be economically nicely situated and then I will practice Krishna consciousness. That is next to impossible. You can take it that I will settle myself first and then I will try to execute devotional service. That is never possible. Material world is full of dukkhalaya mashashwat. Everything is temporary. And whatever you are aspiring for economic development, for economic stability also, that is not going to last. One small scam somewhere and everything, the stock market goes down. Everyone is worried about what will happen to my investments. So it's not just that we can become economically stable and then we can practice Krishna consciousness. Though some consideration has to be there, but it's not that only by economic development we can execute our devotional service. Therefore it is said that material opulence is actually an impediment. Kunti Maharani also says, opulence, beauty, education, they are actually obstacles on the path of devotional service. Of course, devotees use everything in the service of the Lord, in the principle given by Rupa Goswami of Yukta Vairagya. That is a different thing. So therefore here it is said, material enjoyment includes activities such as great sacrifices for auspicious activity, charity, austerity, elevation to higher planets, and even happily living within the material world. That is also material desire. If we are planning that we want to live here only, happily, that is also material desire. Prabhupada says that we have to get out of this cycle of birth and old age, disease, death. Of course, on a very higher understanding, when one is pure, definitely he doesn't aspire for that also. He says that wherever I am there, please engage me in your service. But for ordinary sadhakas, we have to desire that Krishna, please, I want to serve you, I want to get out of it. It's not a material desire, it's a spiritual desire, we have to. And Prabhupada has assured that if you follow four regulative principles, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra sincerely, attentively, within one lifetime one can go home back to Godhead. So it's very easy to become Krishna conscious. It may take few seconds or million lifetimes also. So therefore, in the name of material enjoyment, so many things are talked about, so much has been advertised. One should not fall prey to all these things. Then further, we'll end in 5-10 minutes. Very inspiring purport. Further it is said, modernized material benefits are like dust of material contamination. When the dust is agitated by the whirlwind of fruitive activity, it overcomes the heart. Thus the mirror of the heart is covered with dust. There are many desires to perform auspicious and inauspicious activities, but people do not know how life after life they are keeping the hearts unclean. One who cannot give up the desire for fruitive activity is understood to be covered by dust of material contamination. Therefore, definition of pure devotional service, Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu Rupa Goswami says, Anya Bhilashita Shunyam Dhyana Karmadi Anavritam Anukullasya Krishnanam Shilanam Bhakti Ruttamam. It should be devoid of any fruitive activity or karma or jnan. We are not performing bhakti to gain knowledge. How much I know, how many shlokas I know. No. neither for any fruitive activity, fruitive mentality. Fruitive mentality means, in short, in very simple language, of course devotees know what does it mean by fruitive activity, but for those who are new, fruitive activity means doing something to get something out of it, something beneficial out of it. That generally includes the Karmakanda section of our Vedic scriptures. You do something, okay, you have done some sinful activity, okay, you do this, then you can counteract that sinful activity. And therefore, at the start of a lecture, we mentioned that all these different purificatory processes, they will bind us to the material world. They will not help us to get out of the cycle of birth and old age, disease and death. Because they can help us to nullify the sinful reaction, but they will not help us to eradicate the sinful desire. The whole Ajamil pastime, if you have gone through, where the explanation is given, neither by knowledge or just by atonement, prayaschitta, one can get rid of all these things. Because the root of everything is the sinful desire. That can be eradicated neither by knowledge, austerity, penances, but only by pure devotional service. Therefore, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra will uproot that seed, sinful seed, sinful material desire from the heart, along with the reactions to it. Prarabdha, aprarabdha, kutam, bijam, it is very nicely explained by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Everything will be eradicated. It will be burned to ashes. Manifest reactions, unmanifest reactions. We are suffering because of the manifest reactions now. And we may suffer further because of the unmanifest reactions which are been in a seed form, which will sprout and give reactions in future. So all kutam, bijam, prarabdha, aprarabdha, all are completely burnt to fire only by devotional service. By chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Further explanation about what these grains of sand and straws, they represent impersonal speculation. Tendency to speculate. Why person speculates? Tark vitark. Because of doubt. Doubt gives rise to speculation. We doubt about the Lord, we doubt about the Lord's form, and therefore we speculate. We doubt the scriptures, we doubt devotees, and that gives rise to speculation. Mental speculation. From doubt comes mental speculation. And when we keep on speculating, 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 ultimately one gets frustrated. So impersonal speculation, then monism, speculative knowledge, mystic yoga, meditation are all considered as grains of sand. Even mystic yoga, doing yoga for getting some mystical benefits out of it, siddhis, that is also greatest obstacle. Because people are after it. People want siddhi. And anyone can get it. The famous story, everyone knows that there was one person who wanted some mystic siddhi, and he performed for 12-15 years of tapasya in Himalaya and came back to his village, and he wanted to display. Because as soon as you get some power, you want to display. As soon as you get power, you get pride. And he wanted to display, he came and he wanted to display to all the villagers. And what was that power he got? He can walk on water. So he just showed, so all the villagers came on the bank of the water body, water, lake or something, and he just walked away. And all the villagers, 99% of them were foolish. They were fools. One wise man was there, old man. He said, what's so great? Just pay 25 paisa to the boatman and he will carry you. For that 12 years of tapasya, it's not worth. So mystic yoga also, people are after siddhis. There are so many babas and this and that who cure your disease, cure different types of problems. So many things, so many of advertised. You go by trains, you know, all advertisements. Of course, nothing to criticize. As devotees, we don't criticize, but we have to be very much aware. Even that is an obstacle on the path of devotional service. So having those desires also in mind will impede our path. That will impede to attain pure love of God. Therefore, all these pages after 4-5 pages per Prabhupada gives. Why? Because it has to be mentioned. Because these these books are law books for next 10,000 years. What will happen in future? Everything has to be mentioned. Mystic yoga, meditation. So much is talked about meditation. What is the purpose of meditation? But hardly few people know. So like that. And then further it is said that because of all these things, it may give rise to further anarthas also, which are listed. They are listed as fault finding, kuti nati, pratishta, the desire for name and fame, jiva himsa, envy to other living beings, nishiddha achar, accepting things forbidden in the shastra, and desire for material gain, and puja, hankering for popularity, puja lab pratishta. These are all outcome of having cultivated a material desire. That's the danger of cultivating material desires. If you understand that how dangerous it is to cultivate material desires, then only one can take up to devotional service. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita gives a brief explanation that what is the cause of our suffering, dvandva, ichha, dvesha, samuttena. Bhagavatam will give elaborate description how material desires are the cause of suffering through various pastimes. Therefore, if we understand the dangers of cultivating material desire, then we can take the process of devotional service very seriously. Till that point, we will take it very lightly. We'll do it mechanically. Because as time goes, if we are not attentive, inattentiveness gives rise to mechanical things. Everything mechanically. Just like a robot. You come, you chant, you go, you do some service like that. Krishna is a person. Krishna has emotions, and living entity also has emotions. And therefore, any activity has to be done with full heart, with full enthusiasm, and with full proper consciousness. Then only we will get the right benefit. Otherwise, it may give rise to all these things also. Fault-finding tendency. It's so rampant. Therefore, sages say that we should not find faults, rather we should see good in others. If you have this tendency against always finding faults, His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj used to tell this particular example that the sieve, kya bolte channi, sieve is speaking to the needle and he is saying, see, you have a hole in your back. The sieve itself has so many holes and it is speaking to the needle and saying, see, you have a hole in your back. So, we have so many anarthas, and because we have so many anarthas, we see the same faults. Radhanath Maharaj was telling that world is a mirror of our consciousness. We perceive things according to our level of consciousness. When we see particular fault in someone, and if it is not done without grudge, as we have explained, that is just we are seeing our quality as a reflection in that person. And if we don't have that particular quality, that will manifest in due course of time. If you do it with grudge, if you are finding some fault with some person, because of envy, or because of fear that this person is more advanced, he may take my position, then what will happen? That particular anartha or which we are finding fault will manifest in our personality, in manifest in our consciousness in due course of time. Only time is separating. So therefore, this root cause is all material desires. From material desires, so many things are coming up. And therefore, the whole pastime of this particular Gundicha Marjan Leela is only to instruct that unless we clean our heart, by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and in what consciousness we should chant, with no ulterior motive. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that also, in what mood one should chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, to purify the heart, with no ulterior motive. If we have ulterior motive, that particular, what we can say, that is not a proper mood to perform devotional service. If we come to devotional service with an ulterior motive, we may get so many other things, but we will not attain Krishna, which is the purpose of devotional service. One may chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, with so many ulterior motives. Or one may aspire also for so many material things by chanting Hare Krishna also. He may get that. Because Krishna is all merciful. Gopinath is all merciful. And he will bestow. But that may be a big obstacle on devotional service. We may come in front of the deity and ask for some material things. And if it is given, and if we are not able to handle it, then we can think of our condition. So therefore, ultimately, Shastras say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his own example, through the Sikshashtakam, he says, what should be the mood when we clean the heart? Therefore, we have no right to tamper or litter this body, litter this heart with materialistic things, because the body is neither us. We have not created the body. Body is given by Prakruti. And Prakruti, whom it belongs to Krishna. And the soul itself is part and parcel of the Lord. So we have no right to contaminate it. But since time immemorial, we have been contaminating by sinful desires. Therefore, now coming to Krishna consciousness, we have to get it purified of all ulterior motives. That's the whole purpose of this Gundicha Marjan Leela. Thus, cleansing the Gundicha Mandir was conducted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to let us know how the heart should be cleansed and soothed to receive Shri Krishna and enable him to sit within the heart without disturbance. That's what the Gundicha Marjan Leela is all about. And therefore, by mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we are very fortunate that we are here in His movement, practicing Krishna consciousness, and He has given the process so simple. He has simplified more than the process given before. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said that one who doesn't chant 64 rounds is really in a very diseased condition. So Prabhupada is merciful. He has given us only 16 rounds, but that is minimum. He never said that's max. Minimum of 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, following 4 regulative principles, and then we can really cleanse the heart and receive Krishna. Because heart is considered as Vrindavan. Krishna can reside in Vrindavan when the heart is pristine, clean, crystal clear, with no ulterior motives, with no material desires. And therefore, just by coming in contact with pure devotees, just in contact with Srila Prabhupada, we can purify ourselves. Though we are full of material desires, full of ulterior motives. No one is free from it in Kali Yuga. But just being in association of Srila Prabhupada and his associates and his society, we can get ourselves purified. And really, we will attain the real goal of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because the goal, sadhya and sadhya is same. The goal of chanting is chanting, Prabhupada says. What do you achieve by chanting? So Prabhupada said, more chanting. So therefore, what do we do in spiritual world when you go? In material world, just to end, material world where we stay now, chanting is prominent. Therefore, Prabhupada says 99% of our advancement depends on chanting. And 1% on rest of everything, service. That doesn't mean you keep on chanting. We cannot chant. We are not Haridas Thakur. We cannot imitate. Therefore, we need service also. So, therefore, we saw service combined with chanting. That should be the attitude. In surrender mood, we should perform that service. And when we chant in that mood, because chanting is the greatest service to purify the heart. And then when we do that chanting, our hearts are purified. And therefore, in this particular existence, chanting is prominent. When we go to spiritual world, when we go to spiritual world, we will be conscious of Krishna. Chanting goes in background. That doesn't mean chanting has stopped. Because there, nobody has to tell you have to chant your rounds. Vrajvasis need not to be told that they have to chant their rounds because they are always conscious of Krishna. Chitta mein Bhagwan hai. Every moment, every Jashoda Mai, all Vrindavan residents, Nanda Maharaj, they are always conscious of Krishna. They don't have to chant 16 rounds. They are beyond rules and regulations. Vrajvasis are beyond rules and regulations. They are always conscious of Krishna. We as conditioned souls, we have rules and regulations, stipulated number of rounds. Therefore, 6 Goswamis also showed by their example that we have to chant a fixed number of rounds. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also showed by his example that we have to chant fixed number of rounds daily. Therefore, Prabhupada says minimum of 16 rounds. So therefore, in spiritual world, chanting is in background and service becomes prominent. And that's the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra when we chant. We are asking Srimati Radharani, please engage me in your service of your beloved Shyam Sundar. So that's the whole purpose. We are not serving Krishna since time immemorial. We are serving our mind, senses, body. So therefore, when we get rid of all material desires by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can actually cleanse the heart, and that is the sitting place for the Lord to reside. We'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gundicha Marjan Leela ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.